One of our special people from Fate Magazine here. We talked to you in Eureka Springs, and now here we are in Roswell, New Mexico. A little different here.
Yes, that's right. It's fun to make the circuit, but it's much hotter here, and the wonderful desert air, and all the excitement with the aliens in Roswell, the great parade, all the people, the movers and shakers are here.
And the Fate magazine in September has an issue out, should be out any time now, I guess, about UFOs, right?
Well,
or is it October?
Typically it's our September issue, but there's been so much happening in the UFO world now that our July issue is almost dedicated to ufology also. The Mexican lights that happened down in Mexico, and there was some information in Iran about some sightings. John Greenwald, who's a bright and upcoming star, has written about his Black Vault, his freedom
so,
of information.
So you have a, yeah, he's here in Roswell
yes,
this
yes,
weekend
he is.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
We got to hurry along because you have an appointment with a movie producer here in a minute.
Well, coming up pretty close, yes.
And what's that about? I mean, Fate, is that going to be a TV show, you think?
Well, we're real excited to announce that we've signed a contract with Yellow Hat Productions, a Hollywood production company, for a proposed pilot and possible series of stories from Fate magazine to be on television.
And you're having meetings again with him tonight.
That is correct.
And so this is a work in progress, and we wish you a lot of luck. I've always thought, you know, there's thousands of stories in that magazine.
Exactly.
They'd make a great little series like Unsolved Mysteries or something.
That's
like
right,
that.
Or Twilight Zone. I mean, there's 56 years of stories. There is literally thousands of wonderful stories.
Now, you sneaked away today and went down to Carlsbad Cavern.
Yes.
Am I letting out a secret when I mention that, or is that
no,
an expense
no.
account?
No.
that's a pretty impressive place, I understand.
It was just absolutely mind-boggling, and I always try to kind of psychically tune in when I visit sacred places like this. And of course, there's so many people in Carlsbad. There's just people coming all the time. But it was so interesting because everyone spoke in a very quiet, reverential voice. It was like being in a library or church. Everyone spoke with hushed voices. And I was disappointed at myself because I couldn't feel anything psychically there. And then I thought to myself, well, gee, rocks, the earth, it's very slow. So I was just moving at too fast a pace. I just had to slow down, and it's like the rocks were actually speaking. They were just kind of laughing, like the Ents in Tolkien, very, very slow because they take thousands of years to form.
Now they have quite a lighting configuration down there. It makes it impressive, I understand.
Yes, it is just it beggars description. It's just beyond comprehension, the grandeur of our world.
You've had countless stories in Fate magazine over the years about underground caves and caverns and people coming out of things. I'm sure.
I know. We were being kind of silly today, saying that we didn't see any Darrows, the stories in Fate, or any creatures or elementals or elves or dwarves coming out of the earth. We figured they were all hiding today because of the excessive number of people.
You know, when we talk about that, there's all kinds of fables and stories, and people swear they're true, and I don't know if they are or not, about these the little creatures you find in these caves, and sometimes they're not so little.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does anything come to mind about any of these stories about caves that you can think of off the top of your head?
Well, there's been so many stories recorded about entities living under the earth from thousands of years ago, so I guess I would tend to believe that something must be behind it, because people can't make up these stories from all different cultures unless there's some foundation for it.
You got New Mexico is kind of it's called the Land of Enchantment. That's the state slogan. It's kind of a different place. Like, it's fairly desolate here in
mm-hmm.
Roswell, but you didn't have to go too far south to see completely, totally different country.
Right, right. It was just beautiful, beautiful country. The desert is a whole different world. And then we visited another part of the Chihuahuan Desert, and it was a rock overhang where you walk down off the road here about an eighth of a mile, and they said prehistoric people lived there. They had found shards from arrowheads and stone tools and things. So it's like I just had to wonder who predated the Native Americans. What kind of people were here? Where did they come from? What did they look like? And you could almost feel the activity in this overhang and in this cave kind of thing in the rocks.
Fate Magazine, of course, now may become a TV show. We wish you luck on that. You've been around for a while. It's available at newsstands,
Yes,
and you
most
have your
people,
own website.
and people can email us for a free sample copy. Just log on to our website, fatemag.com, and there's a place for a free issue.
Roswell stories are they abound here as well, of course, from the fatal crash in 1947. And of course, when you arrive on a holiday weekend like this, you see all kinds of ETs everywhere, but I have a hunch they're not the real thing. When we come back, we'll talk to her about a couple of other incidents, and then we'll let you go sign your movie deal. Well, you've already signed it. You're just going to
That's right. We
be a
have
little
to
visiting,
a
right?
little negotiating.
Okay, we'll be right back. This is Jerry Pippin. This is the UFO Files. Well, we're visiting with one of our favorite friends. You're actually the editor and publisher
That's correct.
and of Fate Magazine, and you also did a little bit of the Old West tour, I think. Also, did you see a ghost town or
That's
something?
right. We went up to see the little small town of Lincoln, and that's where Billy the Kid helped take care of something in the Lincoln County Wars. And he was actually shot near there. He escaped from the jail up there. The whole town is like a historic site, and it's wonderful old buildings from the middle 1800s. And I actually felt some ghostly chills when I was up in the jail where Billy the Kid was held. And I just kind of innocently asked the receptionist there, the historical lady at the front desk in this old courthouse, and I asked, does anybody ever experience any ghosts around here? And she says, yes. She says, people have seen things in the stairway where Billy the Kid shot at one of the deputies down the stairway, and his bullet hole is still there. And one of the ladies that worked there went down the stairs, and someone else followed her down the stairs, only there was no one there. And they have felt chills and had various experiences. They've had paranormal investigators come there and have sensed things. There is a ghost in the old hotel there. A woman in room 3 saw a cowboy undressing in there when she was staying in there, and she actually came back and wanted to stay in the same room again because she thought
Must have been quite a
that
cowboy.
was yeah, he was probably
Yeah,
handsome. I'm jealous.
yeah.
And in the mercantile store, there's another female ghost that has been seen several times. So the whole town, it has to be haunted with all the deaths there, because in the Lincoln County Wars, they were just killing each other right and left.
Yeah, I mean, it literally was the shoot 'em up Old West. I
Yes,
mean,
yes.
in every sense of the word. And there's a quite the controversy going on whether or not they're going to run DNA tests on Billy the Kid's body or not. And I don't think the people in that town necessarily want it to happen. They've got a good thing going the way it is right now.
Exactly,
Yeah.
yes. Well, I guess Billy the Kid does have a daughter. I mean, they've done DNA testing, and he did have an illegitimate child.
And so we don't know whether Pat Garrett really killed him or not. I have a hunch he probably did.
I think he did, yes.
And probably not quite the way Pat told it either. Probably there was an ambush or something.
Well, they ambushed him in a house.
Yeah. And I guess that's one of the prerequisites for most of these ghost stories, as we've talked to you before. There has to be a violent type
That's
of
right.
action usually,
Yes.
or a huge emotional attachment. You talked about that as well.
I think so, yes. For a ghost to stick around, usually there's some agony or discomfort or a score to settle, and they just stick around. Sometimes, however, they just like the area. Sometimes I think they're the guardians of an area if it's a benevolent kind of ghost.
It's interesting. Okay, now you're psychic. You have some psychic ability. You pick up anything about extraterrestrials when you're here in Roswell.
It's pretty quiet now, and actually it's so frenetic, and it's such I mean, kind of a wonderful carnival atmosphere, and everyone's having so much fun, so it's really hard to tune into it.
So you don't really get any vibes one way or the other?
No, not yet this year, but learning all the facts and all the information that is presented about Roswell, it's so obvious there was an incredible government cover-up about it. It's just like, how stupid do they think we are?
Well, they think we're pretty stupid, evidently.
Yes, all the stories they tell, the government has tried to put this to rest, but...
Well, you know, it's a pleasure seeing you again, and I tell you, your magazine, it gets better and better all the time, and you've put us on your mailing list, and we do appreciate that.
Thanks.
And that's the reason I confused this issue that I just got in the mail with the September issue, which is UFOs, because there's some UFOs in this issue, the July issue.
Yes. There's just, like I said, there's so much things happening in the world now, and ufology and sightings and all kinds of experiences, so we just felt it was important to be
Any story you're working on your way? I mean, you drove down here from Minnesota,
that
right?
That's correct, yes.
It was a fast trip, I'm sure, but maybe you'll run across something on the way back.
We plan to do a little sightseeing and tourism.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. You never know where you'll find the next ghost story. But you deal a lot of things at Fate Magazine, not just the ghost story by itself, but... quite a few other things as well. I would recommend that they go to the website. That's the best way, really, to get a taste of what's
That's
happening.
That's right. A lot of ghost stories, life after death, Bigfoot, strange archaeology, spirituality, life after death.
Now, these mountains in New Mexico and Arizona are filled with spirituality, too.
Very much so. There's some
lots of strange vibes.
Lots of wonderful things and heartbreaking things have happened in these hills.
Well, I'm really glad that you stopped by, and we look forward to running across you again soon. And folks, I cannot recommend this magazine enough, Fate Magazine. Thanks very much.
Thank you.